Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today I would like to share some suggestions for couples that include one person who exhibits narcissistic tendencies. I believe that we all realize there is no such thing as a perfect relationship. All relationships require the right amount of time, nurturing, and patience in order to evolve into the best form that works for the couple. And quite often, a so-called perfect relationship is one where the couple has overcome many trials and tribulations. Similar to the phoenix rising from the ashes, a good relationship may be one that has been born from successfully overcoming simple and complex obstacles. But sometimes, no matter how much we want a relationship to work, we may have to come to the realization that we are not compatible with the other person. It's important to understand that not succeeding in a relationship does not make you a failure. It does not make you a bad person. It simply means that you are not compatible with the other person. All of us bring our unique perspectives made up of past positive and negative experiences to every relationship that we enter. When we set out to form a romantic connection, we undertake the challenging task of trying to incorporate someone else's life into our own, and at the same time become part of their life. Essentially, we are combining two distinct worlds in order to hopefully make a better one out of the two. I believe a relationship should bring out your best qualities, or at the very least, make you desire to be a better version of yourself for your partner. Ideally, you would want the best for your partner, and they in turn would want the same for you. All of this may sound impossible and out of reach, but I believe that any relationship can be enhanced by setting and respecting boundaries. I often meet with couples who are experiencing problems in their relationship, and they need outside help in order to help them identify and work through some of the issues they are experiencing. I find that sometimes the individuals are able to point out a problematic behavior that their partner is exhibiting, but they are unable to see that they may be contributing or creating some of the issues in their relationship. I find that when one of the partners is exhibiting narcissistic tendencies, they may be unwilling or unable to see that their behaviors are causing issues in the relationship. Often, the narcissistic individual may feel that if they acknowledge that the issues are coming from them, they may be hurt and rejected by their partner. As a result, they may become angry and defensive, and refuse to acknowledge that there is any problem. It's important to point out that when issues arise in a relationship, the problems are caused by behaviors that are being exhibited, and not because the person is bad or should be discarded. Simply put, it's the behavior that needs to go, not the person. I realize that it may be difficult to be vulnerable and acknowledge that some of your behaviors may be negative and hurtful to others. But it's important to acknowledge that you may not be presenting your best self. Without realizing it, you may be creating problems that could be avoided by becoming aware of them and learning better coping skills. We all make mistakes. You can learn to forgive yourself for the past and learn to make positive changes in your life. I want you to take a deep breath and repeat after me. I forgive myself. I am worthy of change. I am willing to do the work. I will grow and become a better version of myself. You have to believe that you can change, but you first have to accept that you need to change some of your behaviors. It's important to establish some rules for couples who are working towards recovering from the damage that narcissistic tendencies have caused to their relationship. The first major point is that couples should never use any treatment plan or support system as an excuse for further abuse or hurtful behavior. What I mean by this is that if the narcissistic partner is seeking help for their behavior, this cannot be used as an excuse for continuing hurtful behavior. It can be very easy to excuse the behavior by simply believing that at least they are working on it, or they are sorry and want to change. The second key point is that positive change in behavior needs to be observable and measurable. It's not enough for the narcissistic individual to simply say, "I have changed," or "I am changing." Your partner must be able to see the change. Are you becoming a more patient, kind, flexible, and loving person? If you are, those around you will likely be able to notice and appreciate the change. I find that keeping a journal can be quite useful to gauge your progress. Writing down negative behaviors and their impact on the relationship can help the narcissistic individual stay accountable for their actions. For example, if the individual with narcissistic tendencies exhibits passive-aggressive behavior, and as a result there is a disconnect, this must be noted and can be discussed later in a calm manner, when both parties are open and receptive. It's important to note that this discussion should never be done in a way that makes the narcissistic individual feel like their partner is keeping score in order to belittle and break them down. This communication should be done in a loving and constructive manner. If you notice that your partner is becoming upset, pause and reassure them that difficult moments in conversations often occur. The narcissistic individual shouldn't feel that they are being personally attacked and rejected. They need to also feel safe to discuss the behavior of their partner without any fear of repercussions. My hope is that by having open accountability by both parties, healthy and constructive discussions can take place. The third rule is that the couple must have realistic expectations. Initially, expectations need to be based on behavioral observation and modification. The couple should strive for positive change that becomes consistent over time. During this period, clear boundaries need to be discussed and set in place. It's also important to discuss what to expect if boundaries are crossed. There should be a clear explanation of what will occur if the narcissistic individual oversteps your boundaries. There should also be accountability for emotionally abusive behaviors, such as gaslighting, defensiveness, projection, blame shifting, and other negative behaviors. Most importantly, there must be follow-through, and the narcissistic individual must be held accountable. It's important that accountability does not become punishment. We are trying to change the behavior by explaining what the consequences will be if the narcissistic individual behaves in a certain negative way. It's all cause and effect. If you act a certain way, this is what will happen. The change may be gradual, but I believe that over time, if done in a positive and nurturing way, the narcissistic individual can change their behavior. The fourth key point is that the narcissistic individual must be willing to accept responsibility for their past and present negative behaviors. Essentially, they need to adopt an attitude where they own their stuff. I realize this may be difficult, but you must be willing to hear feedback about your behavior without engaging in retaliatory acts such as passive aggressiveness, outbursts of anger, and defensiveness. Of course, this does not mean that you have to accept blame for all the issues in your relationship. It means that you have to stay in the present moment and accept that your behavior may not have been the best for you and your partner. The discussion between the partners should not be one of shame and finger-pointing. The conversation needs to come from a place of love, with the mutual goal of making your relationship better. This fifth and final point may be the most difficult one, but it's a necessary one in certain circumstances. If at any time one of the individuals in the relationship is not feeling safe or comfortable, but wants to continue working on the relationship, it may be necessary to plan for a controlled separation. This controlled separation applies to couples that are living together or apart. Essentially, the couple will need to physically separate in order to maintain and reinforce strict boundaries that may have been crossed. If the couple is not living together, they will need to stop seeing each other until boundaries have been reestablished. The bottom line of the separation is to reinforce that no abusive behavior will be tolerated by either party. A relationship should never be seen as a hostage situation where you are afraid to speak up and advocate for yourself. During the controlled separation, the parties should be willing to communicate to discuss the issues in the relationship. If possible, an unbiased third party can be involved in order to facilitate the communication. It's important that during this period of separation, the non-narcissistic party should not withhold praise if they see that their narcissistic partner is doing the work and making positive changes. I realize that giving positive feedback during this time may be difficult, but it is important to recognize and acknowledge if your partner is moving in the right direction. If your partner does not improve and continues exhibiting abusive behavior during the controlled separation, then the couple may need to make the difficult decision to permanently separate. My hope is that these suggestions can become part of your relationship tool belt to help you achieve better communication, increase trust, and enhance the overall health of your relationship. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry, and until next time, see you soon.